Great news.
Well, look who's here.
Great news.
He's back.
Hey, Regis.
You,
didn't
even, how are you? You didn't even knock.
Huh?
You didn't even knock.
Well, the door was open, and I thought I'd just come in and say hi to you.
You're so very eager.
Hi, this is Regis Philbin.
You were just here 2 days ago.
I've got a major announcement, and I saved it for you guys.
This is great.
Well, thank you,
Regis. This is my major announcement. I couldn't be more beside myself.
What's the news?
I'm practically... You know.
I can see you're excited.
I've almost.
It's been a while.
I've almost got one.
I can see that, yeah.
Here it is.
Can you give me a percentage?
You wore the sweats.
Let's see. Hold on.
From here, it looks like 40%.
God. Let me feel.
I'm going to say 60.
Hold on. Now down to the end.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
No.
Nothing.
I'm going to say 28%.
Oh, wow, that's not much.
But here it is.
Yes?
Okay, go.
What's the news?
I'm coming out of retirement.
Wait a minute.
Just,
I've decided not to retire.
You can't just do retired.
That. Well, Brett Favre could do it.
Well, he did it a lot.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
He did it.
Ali did it, yes.
And, you know, and Cassius Clay did it.
Yeah, same guy.
And I thought I could do the same thing.
Okay, so you're coming out of retirement.
I'm going back to the Regis and Kelly show.
I don't know if you can.
What do you mean I can?
Did you just retire like 2 days ago?
Yeah. Well, sure.
What's going on?
Now, the thing is,
I love it so.
Now, take a breath, Reed.
I'm scared.
Because
well, you should be.
If I retire, I'm going to die.
Well, Reed, here's the thing. It's great.
I'm going to die a slow death.
It happened to Johnny Carson.
Yes. It's great that you're coming out of retirement,
right.
But I don't think you can go back to the Kelly show.
I can't go back?
Well, they've made plans.
They're already looking for your replacement.
They're going to make an announcement in 2 months.
They have a timetable. And
you're kidding me.
No, they're all set. They're ready to move on without you, old man.
Why wasn't I told?
Well.
You retired.
So
leaving.
Wait, let me see if I've got this straight.
Okay, are you going to recap it?
Give it a shot.
There's an old comedy axiom.
Hey, it still works.
Let me see if I've got this right.
Are you down below 28% now?
Yeah, it's gone.
Gone zero?
It's gone back inside.
Oh, flatlining.
Concave.
It's gone back inside. Yeah. Okay. And the balls, too.
Wow.
Gelman.
Hi, Burlington.
We'll be so disappointed.
Anyway, here's what I wanted to say.
What do you want to say, Regis?
Let me see if I've got this right.
All right.
Okay, here's the reset.
I retire. Uh-huh. 2 days.
2 days later.
I retire.
You show up here.
Who are you?
I'm Regis Philbin.
That's right.
I'm Regis Philbin. Let me see if I've got this right.
All right.
Okay.
I retire.
Sure.
2 days ago.
48 hours.
And then I come in today and tell you I'm unretired.
Right.
Right.
Then you tell me they're already making plans for my replacement.
Exactly.
You've got it. You've hit the nail on the head.
Well, that's some Regis math right there.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You know, I got to take a
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Kevin, did you miss me, dear? A beer and a buff and, Billy, you having one?
Go away, Frank.
A pen, Mr. Beerkeep. It is disability day.
Disability people haven't caught up with you yet? I thought they had some guy following you around with a camera.
They can follow me around all they want to, but they have to actually catch me doing something. What's with the crowd?
Layoff at the Chrysler plant.
You see, that's the problem with working. Too much instability, stress. What the f*** is this?
What's left after I sell out last month's bar tab?
Ooh. Better start a new one then. Oh, and a round for all my friends from the UAW.
Wow. Really?
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
That's a brand new show that's on cable. It's called Shameless with William H. Macy.
Right.
And William H. Macy plays a character, at least so far in the series, no real redeeming qualities at all that I've found.
None whatsoever.
Apparently, he's quite a lover.
But the kids love him.
Yeah.
Well
they do.
It's a dysfunctional love.
He's their dad.
But they really protect him. They go nuts when he goes
missing.
They've
been protecting him all their lives.
Is that Showtime? Is that on
Showtime?
It is Showtime. And I can
tell
you this, from experience, Mike, a family will put up with an incontinent, long-haired dad who needs a shave.
Incontinent. That's pretty disgusting.
They put up with
one now.
And you're looking at him.
Did you mean incontinent or incompetent?
Incontinent.
Or both?
Well, look at me.
Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa's 1630 KCJJ and Vermont's 107.1 The Game.
Well, that's us.
And in 145 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, January 20, 2011, and we are over 4.5 million downloads and growing and throbbing every single day.
Coolness.
Hey, welcome back, Pro Flowers. It's that time of year again.
It is, Mike.
Now, listen, we're going to, I'm glad you got this on early this year.
Yep.
Let me give you the appeal, all right?
Okay.
All right. It's the same way we do business. We kind of figured our way out in 2010 how things work for the show.
How things work.
Granted, we have great relationships with advertisers, but we have a lot of these advertisers that we just want you to do one thing. We want you to go through our website
Please.
To use them. It works. And it's a way that you can help the show and get what you need at the same time. Pro Flowers, $19.99. You make the best investment of your life, and that includes a free glass vase. Other specials include free chocolates or free delivery.
Nice.
Send flowers from Pro Flowers. They use everybody, okay? So
true.
When you use them, use us.
Go through our website.
And,
Please.
It's the same way we do a lot of different
you
things.
You got to buy flowers.
Yes.
Do it through them. Do
and
through
click
us.
The link at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and it's Pro Flowers. You'll see their ad on our website,
yep.
And check them out. So here we are. My apologies for yesterday's show. Oh. I was hit by a bus. I still am feeling the after effects of being hit by that bus. Just weird.
You indicated before the show that there's a hangover effect after a migraine.
Oh,
it lingers.
It's terrible.
What's a hangover like?
It's terrible. Rob, let me explain it to
Please.
You.
Please.
You know, what it is, it's like the eyes kind of hang from the head.
Understood.
And yesterday was a really unusual moment where I think it was probably in my broadcast career the first time that I've ever experienced that where I really let everybody in on it
right.
at the same time. Right. And at one point, Mark looked at me during the show mm-hmm. When I was really having that trouble communicating because
yeah.
It was the advent of this.
That's Mark.
He knows you were having trouble because he got the third eye.
Please do explain how that feels every time now. What are you thinking
know,
when you
Now
hear
it's just childish play. You know?
Here's what you don't know.
What's that?
He loves it.
Does he love it?
He does.
Hey, I'll
does.
Take a theme song
sure,
anytime.
It's
hey,
nice.
Here's a heads up, ladies and gentlemen. On the bonus hour tomorrow, and I rarely give a promo for our bonus right. hour, but that is another way that you help us with the show. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, the name of the show will be entitled Pride and Shame.
Oh, my.
What is it? We're going to go through the round table of the room, and we're going to talk about things we have done mm-hmm. in our lives that make us feel the most pride,
mm-hmm.
and really just actions,
mm-hmm.
not
okay.
you know, not moments that we were happy with our children, but something we've done where we felt
Personally,
pride,
yeah, sure.
and also things we have done where we felt shame.
Mm-hmm.
I've been racking my brain on some of these, and I've only really been successful in with real specificity in coming up with something I did when I was probably in my early teens mm-hmm. that I still feel shameful about, and I am not sure
is it
I have
school
ever.
Related?
No,
mm-hmm. mine is school related.
I am not sure I have ever shared it with anybody on the air.
Wow!
And believe me, between the Raws mm-hmm.
yeah.
and the bonus
we've
hours,
we covered a lot.
You know, Jesus Christ, we've been whoring our lives out for so long. But I think
more.
This is one that's there, and then you know, a couple other little things that we'll talk about. So pride and
Very
shame.
Good.
That's
Excellent.
Tomorrow on the bonus hour. Check it out. As I said, I got hit by a bus yesterday.
Mm. Not you know, literally, it,
it's,
Mike.
But it's just
a migraine bus.
The
yeah.
whole day. You're just logy,
yep.
and nobody's really figured out the science of these headaches mm-hmm. and exactly what
I was
happens,
proud
but,
of you because yeah. you warned us that when it was coming,
right?
And I saw it coming on pretty heavy at one point, like 19 minutes into
Who
the show.
Was that RJ that hacked?
Yes.
Yeah. Oscar just gives me a look that says,
"That's your friend."
What the hell?
That's
the look.
That is exactly what that look was. That look was just like. There he goes. As we finally sign on the air, and RJ, how you doing? How you feel?
Are you all right?
RJ, don't look at me like that. He looks at me a certain
he's
way
already,
that you would look at me.
He's
a certain
mad at me because I by accident I laid into poor RJ before the show.
Oh yeah. No!
And he's
oh,
like, and he's
no.
like, he's
yes,
like,
there was hot Latin
like,
blood.
He's
Mike.
Like, you're yelling at me, and I'm like, I'm not meaning to yell at you.
I am looking at a Games Trying cartoon right
yeah.
now. I'm looking right across at you, and it's just RJ. You looked at me just in that moment. It was just like, I picture that thing where Buzz has the eyes go ding, 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 like that.
Mike, your, that your butler has TB. I'm
oh,
sorry.
My God. Are you, you got a little chest thing?
It's this terrible winter.
It's a terrible winter.
Oh, really? Okay. Are you ill now?
No, not ill. It's just this thing that always hangs with me.
He's yeah. had every it since winter. Right. Since like 2 or 3 months
it's
ago.
It's amazing. Just wash
your hands.
Because such clean living.
Buzz says I have one of those. If you're okay, you realize... You're next to a man that was like almost dead because of a lung infection, and you're bringing another lung infection back into the studio. You're aware of that.
It's not a lung infection.
It's not a lung infection? What is it?
I don't know what it is, Mike.
Well, keep an eye on it.
The doctor has told me sinuses.
Okay.
Sinuses. That's
sinuses and heart.
Okay. Very good.
Are you going to Buzz's doctor? First one?
Here's the
no, I will not go to Buzz's
doctor. My old doctor or my new doctor?
Mike Technique.
That's right.
No, I will.
Well, it's like
Mike, it really is, doesn't it? You don't understand.
No, you see, Mike, you think that I'm probably upset, but it's fun miking RJ. It's like playing a carnival game. Don't let the stick touch the metal and the buzzer won't go off.
It's an old game Rob used to play when he's at the carnival. It used to be Mike the Kitty. Mike the
it's
Kitty.
Very hard to do.
That's what it used to be. So here's the question I just have to ask whenever your health's in doubt. Are you eating well?
I'm sorry. That was a fat show. I get it.
I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button again.
That wasn't nice.
Well, take care of yourself, please.
Rob Spiewak. Well.
Plenty of fruits in the
update,
form of pie.
Update s'il vous plaît.
Yes.
I need some new laughs.
Okay.
I need some new laughs on this machine.
Okay.
They don't have to be on the front page.
All right, you just
but
need more laughs.
Get me some ones that'll kill. Like the individual laughs, you
know? You know what?
You know, on that radio show,
yeah.
You know, that other guy?
You know the ones he plays there?
Jeff Schleprock? How is he?
He's got a Miley Cyrus laugh.
He's got great laughs.
That'll knock your mm-hmm. ding wow. in the dirt.
You know what? It would be hard for him to really surprise me because I set the bar so high.
Okay, all right. But really, I think I hit that, the group laugh or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, well, you know what?
We've had that for 20 years.
Well, CBS had that 60 years.
From the Ed Sullivan show.
I have laughs, but I normally pass on them.
Right.
Because we don't have a lot of use for them. But now that I know you want them, I can
like
make
them.
This happen.
I'd like them if
there was
we
a
could.
Couple great ones on the abortion known as Idol last night.
The abortion known as Idol.
Can we talk about that?
I would love to talk about that. We can lead with that.
Excellent.
On the radio today, everything that I heard, including tapes of audio, I have not seen it yet because of the early hour, and I did not stay up to watch it last night, but I am very excited to watch it on TiVo today because I got some good reviews on
TiVo
it.
TiVo is really? The way to watch it because I started watching it at 10:15 last night.
I think I always watched Idol on TiVo anyway. When Simon was there, I watched it on TiVo.
Here's the deal. My take on it is that it is still a winning format. It's hard to beat it. The format goes back 70 years into radio.
Right.
But... it's a tired format, and it's got new judges, and they're fine. They're not great. They're fine. I think they're too nice.
Here's what I heard.
I immediately miss Simon.
Mm-hmm. What I heard was that, I heard about Steven Tyler's behavior on the show, and then I made this conclusion. You might have Steven Tyler helping this show because Simon used to have a flirtatious quality with some of the contestants.
Yes.
Right.
I guess Steven Tyler is taking that and turbocharging that?
If they're under 17, yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was,
really?
It was uncomfy at times.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't hear
that. But
that
was fairly dynamic viewing.
I didn't hear that, Kirk. Anyway. Oh, dear. Damn it, Kirk.
No,
why
there
didn't
was
you
one,
tell me that?
I think she was 16, and she had... just a slightly shorter than knee-length dress. You know who she looked a lot like? And I couldn't say this because, you know, Carrie was right there. She looked just like Carmen Hart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're right.
She
yes.
looked, yeah.
But
yes.
here's
don't
what
agree
I...
so fast, Mark. Your wife listens to this.
That's okay. Okay.
But she this is $500?
The hard way. Oh. But this is what I said. Sorry. I said, if you've got Steven Tyler that brings that, and not that he's a hot guy, but if he brings that, if he brings that sexual...
chemistry.
Energy
mm-hmm.
to the show, they've never really had that on the
show. But you know what?
The
sexual energy is diffused by the fact that he's nice.
Oh,
the reason that Simon, it was so cool when he would have a Kelly Pickler that he was hot for is because he's so mean all the time. It's like seeing a
the
different
contrast.
Side of him. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's
so you're
just,
not for this new idol. You
it's
don't like
okay.
It.
I will keep watching, but it won't be appointment television.
Okay.
And if it wasn't the premiere last night, I wouldn't have started it at 10 o'clock.
I heard J-Lo looked good, though.
She
looked
fantastic.
Gorgeous.
fantastic.
See, she is one on my list. I mean, absolute turbo.
Yes, I agree.
She's
I
amazing.
And steaming undies for
you
J-Lo.
Can't believe how much weight Randy has lost. He looks fine.
I feel like we watch a different show.
Really? What do you
well,
see?
Well, again, I never have been an Idol guy.
No, me neither.
It's not because I don't like it, or I just haven't been about it. And I think a lot of it has to do when we got back to D.C., it was Don and yours thing. Mm-hmm. You guys would really break down Idol and get into it.
Right.
So,
it was hot then.
Because Well, for a guy like Chad and I, when we came in as Big O and Dukes, mm-hmm. we didn't want to break down Idol again after you that was your thing.
It
you
right. Yeah, I can understand that. That's the way it works.
Because
right.
you would really get into it. So right. I never gave it a shot. But I knew that this might be the season that I could get into it.
Right.
And I know the formula. Like, I've seen the show. It's not like I haven't seen it. But I never really tracked with it. Mm-hmm. But I will say that it was nice to see. While I thought they were kind of being too mean at times, where they asked some kid if he had eaten paint chips or whatever. And right. I was like, that's wow. kind right.
of
like
that
weird.
Was one of my favorite parts.
More for this show.
But I really think the star of that show, and if it's going to go anywhere, is Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
He's dynamic and he's a lot of fun, yeah. but I hope he finds some anger. Because he couldn't bring himself to be mean.
You know,
and that troubled me.
I think it's just because it was their first audition. And I think that, because he did show signs, like Oscar's saying, he was mean at times.
And
I
also,
think he's going to come through later.
Another thing is he came off as...
Were there any nipples from... Jennifer Lopez?
No, but there was a point where...
Was there cleavage from Jennifer Lopez?
There was a point where she had some super fan there, and she started crying in front of the judges because she just couldn't believe that Jennifer Lopez
right.
was there. Wow. Jennifer Lopez did a Paula move. She got up and went to go hug her.
Yeah.
And Steven looks over at Randy and says something like, I see you looking at her ass.
Yeah. 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 She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
A thing that I think that will work for Steven Tyler, I think, you know, basically what we've seen now are the first 2 days of auditions.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was overprepared.
Okay.
He had like a lot of clever things he
yeah.
wanted to say.
Right.
Rhyming couplets. I mean, stuff that
and
you
he was
can't
doing a lot of his.
Yes, yeah. too much.
Now, do you want to hear my favorite contestant from last night?
I'd love to hear your favorite contestant.
My favorite
from
contestant
last night.
Came from a faraway land, Mike.
Just the Japanese guy?
A visitor from the East.
Very
his
good.
Name is Yoji Pop.
Yes. Okay.
And this is him on American Idol last Eve.
What's your name?
I'm Yoji Asano.
Yoji Asano?
Yoji Pop.
A.K.A. Yoji Pop. And where are you from?
From Japan.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your story?
My story? I've been imitating Michael Jackson since...
Oh, Michael Jackson?
Yeah, 2 years old.
Since you were three?
Two.
Since you were two?
Well, before I was born.
Before you were born?
Huh? Since before he was born.
Yes. In the womb.
Okay.
Imitating Michael.
Wow.
You got it early.
But I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it?
I had one song that I hated, Party in the USA.
Okay.
Are you
it sounded
with
like he
Miley
said
Cyrus
I had
in
one,
the USA?
One song that I hated.
That
That's
is
what
he said.
Thought yeah. I heard too.
So yeah. he misspoke?
No. He said that he hated this song.
He hated
oh, that
it,
he
but
hated.
He auditioned with. Are you familiar with the Miley Cyrus song?
Yeah. Yeah
great song.
Yeah, just I've got all her albums.
Britney song was all. A Britney song was all. A Britney song was all. So I put my hands out to play my song. A butterfly's
oh,
right away. I'm not in my head like, yeah.
Guys, that wasn't
I'm
good enough for Rob for the whole
like,
show.
Yeah. Got my hands out to play my song. I know I'm gonna be okay.
This is why I don't watch.
Yeah.
I love a
it's
good record. Yes. There you go.
Wow.
I love that that's on American television. And then, yeah. like, really 40 miles from here, the American president's hosting like a national banquet.
Right.
for the president of China, President
yeah, yeah.
Who?
And he's just sitting there, and that's what's happening in the background of our pop culture.
Yeah, stole our bit, Rob, today for the radio show because
yes.
really, you know, the greatest ideas are stolen
sure.
With the you know, Chinese talking in the background. And
I listened to
greetings,
that.
Greetings, American dogs.
Oh, excellent.
You know, I do love that so.
Now, yeah. to support my thought that they are too nice, I want you to hear this audition and tell me what you think of Travis Orlando. Big deal, I guess, 2 years ago when they finally cleared some Beatles records
okay.
so that they could use Beatles songs on Idol.
Right, right.
This guy auditioned with Eleanor Rigby. I want to know what you think of his audition. All okay? right.
I'm Travis Orlando. I'm 16 years old. I'm from the Bronx, New York.
What are you going to sing?
It's a tearjerker,
I'm
going to
sing
right?
Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles
yes.
for you guys.
Wow.
Way to the window, wearing a face that you keep seeing a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Basically, that's
not
it.
Bad.
Michael Bublé.
Yeah, but the thing is they went overboard on it, and I was disappointed in it.
Rob, if they went overboard on it, I would be with you. As I hear it, I'm like, yeah, it's all right.
No, they went hog wild for it.
This is something that is a new phenomenon, and I think it's with the synthesization that's been so prevalent in pop music lately, sure. Where you're hearing everything is
auto-tune and electronic notes.
Everything is and it is almost now, it's becoming to me almost more important for contemporary artists to do those riffs with their voice than it is to even stay on melody. Mm-hmm. I mean, you listen to somebody, for example, I'll give you a classic example of a girl that I think has just chops that you can't argue with, and that is the singer Christina Aguilera, who has, I mean, the absolute instrument where she can sing goddamn anything. Mm-hmm. She really can.
She can.
But she is so obsessed with the note changes and the fluctuations that sometimes it drives me nuts.
That's the flavor.
Because she almost
right now.
That is the flavor. Mm-hmm. And like that's an example of that Eleanor Rigby, where I know you're not gonna be, you're gonna be in the vicinity of the melody.
Right.
But I'd love to just get a little of the melody.
The thing
to come
that troubles
through.
Me about that is
when
that
you're gonna do that kind of stuff.
That is such a great melody.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an amazing melody.
You don't wanna F with Beatles melodies.
But the thing is when they do that stuff, you have to do technique if you're gonna sing technique. Melody can be fixed.
He was on key. What I heard him demonstrating there was a jazz treatment of the melody, and I think he wanted to show the judges that he could do that.
But they went overboard in praising him. I thought it was too much. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I liked the other guy who did Yesterday.
Yesterday was a better song,
and that was very good. But yeah, this one, I've just felt like he overdid it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Oscar, do you still feel like you saw a different show?
I didn't like it as much as you guys did.
Right.
But I think there's some promise there.
I didn't watch.
Buzz digs his heels in and does not watch American Idol.
I will say that it's important we talk about it here.
Right.
Because I know when the ratings come out, regardless if they're down a million, they're still at 23 million,
still
24 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. They're still going to be NCIS. Yeah.
I have the luxury of hearing two complete shows with two different reviews of American Idol, and what I'm hearing is making me more curious than it's not.
I'm curious to know what you say about it. Right, and what I think? I think it's going to burn real bright,
right?
But it's going to really matter when they get into the meat of the season. Mm-hmm. I don't have the enthusiasm
for
the previous nine seasons.
Would you agree, at least, as Tyler goes, so goes America. American Idol. If he gets
it weighs real heavy.
Well, if he gets a toehold with the American public, that show's
going
to walk
through. Well, look at the constants that they have. They have Randy. He's a zero. He's been a zero for 10 years.
Right.
What does he bring to the table?
I don't know.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest is, Slicky Boy Dick Clark Light.
Right.
He'll be fine.
Will you continue to watch it?
Of course.
Yeah, all right.
Because it's important to this program.
Well, no. I never watch anything because it's purely important to the program. There has to be a little bit of...
I don't want to not know about the show. I feel like everybody has known the show, but I've decided not to watch it. It's not because I don't like it. I have the time. I like watching Modern Family on Wednesday night.
Yes.
I TiVo that.
Yes.
Right. And I watch American Idol.
I have a love-hate relationship with American Idol. Yes. And there are times that I'm hot for it. And then there are other times I say, F you. I'm not having anything to do with it.
You were off the boat twice last season.
Twice last season. I almost said goodbye, but I came back out of curiosity at the end of it. I love the fact that... at the end of the day, you strip everything away. I love the fact that it is a legitimate talent competition.
Yeah. It's a great
that
format.
That it's not a fixed talent
competition.
Let me say
this.
It'll work now and it'll work in 70
years. Steven Tyler's appearance on another radio show really changed my mind about watching this program.
Okay.
Because in another radio show, it's a national radio show. Everybody knows it's Howard Stern.
Okay.
He was on there and he was honest. And he said, this isn't my bag. Because they said, look, why are you doing this? You're an effing rock star.
Right, right.
And he said, when we were growing up, we had to go through 356 cities to get some cred and go through a billion SE gigs to get someone to listen to your music. Today, if you want to be famous, you're either on YouTube or you're on a reality show. Mm-hmm. And that's how you people find talent these days.
Right.
So if I'm either going to stick around and say, you got to pay your dues in the clubs and I'll never be part of that talent process and do something different, or I'm going to jump in with both feet and say, maybe I can be part of this talent process. And by the way, if this works out, my band, who's already sold millions of records, is also going to sell millions more records.
Right. I didn't realize last night, they're the greatest, the largest selling American rock band ever.
They've been around forever.
Yeah, but I had no idea they were that successful. Neither.
And anybody that says this will hurt Aerosmith is smoking crack. That's Aerosmith crazy. Is far too commercial.
No, you know what's
going to
hurt Aerosmith to have is that. Anyone who listens to their last CD. That'll hurt Aerosmith.
But you believe that, though. When it was first announced, people would say, why would he do something like that?
Right.
Because he's a rock. He doesn't need to do it. He doesn't need it for the money. He doesn't need it for the fame. Why would he get involved in this process? And I believe that because I liked Aerosmith.
Music, by the way, is in trouble. I heard this coming in. The number one album in the country right now is the latest release from Cake. And it's number one in a very depressing way. It's number one with the sale of 44,000 copies. There has never been a number one record with sales that low.
Oh, my God.
44,000
copies.
44,000 copies? We have about that many people listening to us right now.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. That is a mind-boggling.
And while we're talking,
I'm not that I don't dislike Cake.
Right.
I think they're not a bad. I mean, they're not bad.
I like pie better. Yeah. Well, while we're talking stats, do you know? Congratulations to Cher. This is the song from the movie Burlesque.
Are we doing your audio vault early? Or
no,
what?
I just want you to hear this.
You're going to have plenty of material coming up, hopefully. All right.
This is the number one song on the dance charts this week.
Okay.
Do you know that means that Cher has had a number one record in six different decades?
It's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Feeling broken. Not bad.
Yeah, it's great. That holds
up. I love Cher. That sound holds up.
Let me mention this. I'm glad you brought it up.
Old queen.
I just
you said it first, so shut up.
I just read an article. We'll put it up on MichaelMaraShow.com where they talk about Sony closing the second to last CD factory in America.
Right.
And we all know what CDs meant to us because we lived through them.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm old enough to remember records.
It's funny because CDs really took out tapes and records.
Right.
Sure.
Thank God.
And Sony was part of that. But what they didn't realize is as this music, this innovation was coming through, is that they were setting themselves up for a wrecking ball of their own industry.
Sure, it's digital.
When they went to digital.
Sure.
Right.
And when digital happened, people thought about the quality. They thought about really putting it on CD.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now you look at a place like in outside Philadelphia where it's the second to last factory of CDs that are going to be processed in America.
Right.
There's only one left in middle America,
right.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. And that's CD okay. I'm okay with that.
Right.
The CD will be gone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They say in at least 5 years.
And I think
it's
that
amazing.
And
it was
you
a
know
short
what?
Ride.
And what it was a short ride, but it is the legitimate end of the run. And let me tell you why that is A-okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because as somebody that likes to go way back for his music and likes to grab stuff from it, it's all there now. You can find anything.
You know what? It's so dangerous.
It's all available and it's preserved.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, now you don't have to worry about, you know, something being at the bottom of the trunk of your car.
Right.
You know, it's all there, and if you lose it, you can go get it again.
Cool.
I agree, but there is something, and I know this is like nostalgic or whatever you want to call it, something that when you hold a CD that you bought in high school.
It's funny hearing you say
this. We're going to trump this story.
Yeah, we're
going to
trump this story.
Yeah.
What you're doing is you're doing the same thing we did about records.
I would imagine.
It's the exact same thing.
I would imagine.
Go way back. Talk about the CD long boxes.
I really
go old school.
I remember the same feeling. You're going through it.
When you hear a song, the song it's kind of like a time machine.
Right.
It'll take you where it was. But when you find the album in your parents' bedroom, in your parents' house, in the attic, or wherever you may be, and you that holding it and not just listening to it, you remember where you got it, how it happened,
it's a visual cue,
where you bought, if you're a Waxy Maxies or Tower Records, how you made
Sam
that
goodies.
Money to buy it, anything like that. It takes you through that process.
God, it's amazing when you mention that you throw those names out, and I remember the ads, Kemp Mill Records.
It's $5.99, and it's all the time, Kemp Mill Records.
But it's interesting because that to me is just a real sign of progress when you talk about Blockbuster Video, and you talk about renting selling VHS tapes. I remember, you know, it all.
Oh, because Blockbuster shut their last store, right?
Yeah, yeah. It just, it's run its course.
And very soon on this show, we will be telling you and everybody what you can do with all those old CDs. That's all I can
you
say
know,
right
Do you
now.
Have that feeling with records?
Oh, I can tell you something right now.
I know it was sad with records because you talk about what you can hold.
Oh, the artwork. Being able to see the big artwork.
And a gatefold sleeve. If you open up Frampton Comes Alive, you got two things.
Yeah, I never experienced that.
Here's the thing, Oscar.
But
right
now you'll have it. You'll have that artwork. You'll have it on a little machine.
I have three albums in my house that I still have the plastic on.
Oh, my God.
I'm
we got a break. What am I doing? Okay. Hold on. Sorry. We got a break. We will take a break. We will come back and just three brief things. Oscar being a taskmaster. I'm paranoid. And my new favorite food. And we adore our celebs too much. Very briefly, and then a couple of things in the mailbag. We're terribly, horribly behind.
Horribly late.
That is my fault. I apologize. But now, here's Fleetwood Mac. We'll be right back. Jesus.
What?
What's going on? I've lost total
track
of the show.
We get excited. We have fun.
And I said I wanted to keep it on time today.
I know.
And Mike, it's not too late.
Our second segment is brought to you by DigitalTrends.com.
Right.
For up-to-the-minute news and reviews on all the latest gadgets, go to DigitalTrends.com. We will do the mailbag tomorrow. Stay up on
good
the
idea.
Latest tech trends and make smarter purchases. Get their new Kindle app at MikeOmaraShow.com. I'm sorry, MikeOmaraShow/Amazon. We're in the digital age, too.
It's
all
true.
These different slashes.
We just don't understand it.
Or click their ad on our website, digitaltrends.com. We appreciate them.
Mike.
It's straight. Yeah.
Would you do, I'm sorry, to do one favor. I think the top letter is a birthday for today. If
for
you just,
today.
If you just do the birthday for today, then we'll save the rest of the mail
oh,
for tomorrow.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you this. I talked to this lady on the radio,
oh,
too.
Good.
So it's a pleasure to read this. Her name is Rocky, and her subject, my birthday. Uh-huh. Hey, guys, my birthday, January 20th. I was really hoping that you would sing that oh-so-special birthday song for me. I'm a huge fan of the show and listen every day at work. I'm the crazy Indian chick.
She's lovely.
Kind of looks hot.
Yeah.
And she sits at her desk with headphones on laughing hysterically.
Dots or feathers?
Dot.
Okay, thank you.
I know people walk by and wonder what's wrong with me. Way to go, Rob. Nice racial slur for the birthday.
How is that a slur?
Oh, how is
just
that
being
a slur?
Specific.
If you have to ask that question, you got a problem, Pally. Oh, well, listening to you guys is so worth it. Every 4 years, I get lucky to have a day off from work since January 20th is also Inauguration Day. Mm-hmm. But I was born on the day Nixon was inaugurated for the second time. Obviously, history has its good days and bad. I love a good Nixon joke. Way to go, Rocky. Thanks so much for making me smile every day. Mike. I've been listening to you since the late 1880s. No, I'm sorry. The late 80s, when you were on WAVA in the mornings.
Wow.
I can't believe so much time has passed. Tell me about it, Rocky.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway.
And yet she's still lovely.
And that I still have the opportunity to hear you. I hope that never changes. Well, Rocky, you're younger than I am, and I will probably die before you. Thank you.
Mike smiles at camera.
Love you, Rocky. And
very cool.
In honor, that's the only one I need to worry
about.
That's
the only one today.
In honor of her birthday, let's all sing happy birthday,
yes.
Rocky. 1, 2, 3.
Happy
of the John. Indian.
Love you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's the theme from Rocky.
Rocky. Mick. Mick.
Very pretty.
Just you're the, fighting just tomato the cans, Rock. You're fighting tomato cans.
I had to Google that. Do you know what a tomato can is?
What?
It's a boxer that's ready to take a dive.
Oh.
It's
oh.
a bad boxer. It's a crooked boxer.
Did
I thought it was just
that.
A fat, yeah. schlubby tomato can.
A tomato can. Fighting tomato cans.
I just like the sound of it. I never liked it. I never even thought about what it meant. There tomato cans.
Tomato can.
Welcome back to the show. I want to tell you about a new favorite food that I have. A food.
Chips?
What?
Chocolate chips?
No, I'm off the chocolate chips because I think they gave me the migraine.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? How did we not make that connection?
Yeah.
We talked about
I wondered
chocolate.
About that.
Yeah. Yupper dupper. Yep. Anyway,
that
I think.
Bag.
I've been listening to Lisa Maiden.
Really what does
you?
That mean?
Oh, F her.
Uh-oh.
That slut.
No, thank you.
God. You know what she said? I catch that wenches. That school
wench?
Marm.
Wow.
I catch her first break sometimes in the morning. Occasionally.
Right.
When I listen to the nerd station, the nerd news station that is just wall-to-wall nerds, geeks, pencil pushers, geek, total. Our news station, for those of you around the country, in Washington, is overwhelmingly, like, embarrassingly successful.
Yes,
all right?
Hugely.
They crazy suck successful. Ratings
An
from
embarrassment
everywhere.
Of riches.
And they are, no
if,
S,
if
sure.
If we're the smartest city in America, the Washington, D.C. area holds that,
right?
Then you would, the parallel is there.
Yes.
The parallel is there, that you want to be informed. You listen to the news.
Commercials are great.
But they're so nerdly.
No one really listens. Everyone says they listen.
Oh, they're look, I know they listen because everybody wants information. That's all they give a rat's ass
it's
about.
It's a utility.
So we can stay in our cars longer than anybody else and have the worst congestion of any traffic in the United States.
That's
but
our
Lisa,
goal.
You know what? Lisa Baden lays this one the other day, and she's done it a couple of times, and I swear to God, I'm going to find out where she works, and I'm going to send her her something, and it's not going to be pretty.
Wow.
Some flowers.
From flowers with my dead skin on them.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, like flecked off skin. She says, tra-la-la.
I've heard
tra-la-la.
That.
Tra-la-la.
I've heard that. And
lick my bag.
Okie-dokie, she says.
Tra-la-la.
So
okie-dokie, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, no. And when you said yupper-dupper, it reminded me of Lisa Baden's okie-dokie.
Yupper-dupper, tra-la. Yeah. But this is 4:45 when she wants everyone to know
what?
How
awake.
Wide awake she right.
are.
Is. Eh, tra-la-la. I'm not like that with my listeners.
What context do you
at 5:20.
You're real.
How do you even get tra-la-la in context?
Because she's like, it's a beautiful day today. We've got lovely traffic. Tra-la-la.
It's dark and cold.
You're going to hate me.
Why?
I'm a fan of hers.
So was Don.
Really?
Was Don not a fan of hers?
I believe he was. Yeah.
This is just a testament.
Go figure.
This is just a testament to how bad Washington, D.C. radio is that she's one of the best things on the radio.
I just like that she, and again, I'm probably wrong and I'm a dullard when it comes to this. I like her personality, whether it's fake or not, that she's not just reading
how about this?
Where
she's
I can or cannot
drive. Why don't you get into those man panties and give that a try?
She is a very.
See how you'd like that.
She is a very
See if
nice
you put
lady.
Put your tongue where your mouth is.
She is a
Jesus.
Very nice lady in real life, but there's never an excuse for tra-la-la. Never.
Tra-la-la.
Never, Mike.
Made me sick to my stomach.
Sure.
So anyway, we're
food. How are we doing?
How the hell did that
you
come
You said
up?
I was a taskmaster. You're talking about food.
Oh, you were funny yesterday. Oscar the Taskmaster. I said, it's a role that I encourage now. I like it when you crack the whip on people.
I actually
myself
felt,
included.
I by people, you mean Rob.
I felt bad.
Well, but I think you should do it to everybody because
okay,
I think
I'm
we all
you.
Do. We all deserve it.
I felt bad afterwards, and Rob can attest to this. I looked at him, and I was like, you know, I wasn't trying to be a dick. I just think it's a great idea. You should.
But I really think
it.
You are. You do have.
You never offered me a Kleenex for my tears.
You're somebody. You have been very consistent that I said
focused.
For example, if I say to Oscar, we don't need to do that. Oscar will always say, I really think we should.
Very
he's
focused.
He's kind of the conscience. He's kind of the work ethic of the show, and I think that's a nice role. And I think that's good.
That.
Yeah. That
I hope
it
doesn't
come off.
And as I said,
like
do
I'm
it to
dick.
Me as well, because you know, really, outside of the fact of circumstances. Circumstances force me into this terrible schedule.
Yes.
You know, I wouldn't be doing. I'd be, you know, I'd be eating grapes and, you know, going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I like that.
More
be your task.
Peel you a grape, Mr. O'Mara.
So paranoia. Okay, yesterday or the day before, whatever. Uh-huh. My own paranoia. This is how it works, and you get a real window into my soul.
Okay.
Especially the guys on the show will. The way this happens, Ronick or somebody sends out an email about the fact that we need to have a team meeting.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Okay.
We're squeezing you out.
So Ronick. Sends out a meeting, a notice that we need to have a team meeting.
He was fishing, basically,
and
wanted to know schedule.
And I'm sitting there going, and I'm like, team meeting. And then so as the day just periodically, as it proceeds, I go, okay, he didn't talk to me about sending that out.
No.
And then he just sent that out. So obviously he was talking to me about the team meeting. And then so there, obviously he's talking to some of the guys behind my back, and they want to have a team meeting.
Right.
And I'm like, why do they want to have a team meeting? And if they wanted to have a team meeting, how come they didn't come to me first and say, we should have a team meeting about this and this and this.
We're squeezing
and
you
I'm
out.
Paranoid. And I'm paranoid. And I'm paranoid.
No.
So I get real paranoid because I'm thinking you and Buzz and Oscar. Rob, I don't worry about so
well,
much.
Well, that would
I don't
require
know
work.
I don't know whether that's good or bad, but I don't. I don't worry.
The password
why didn't you just pick
denied.
Up the phone?
Mike,
look at his face.
Never worry. And you know what? If it's of any consequence, I've never worried about you either.
No. Whoa.
You don't need to.
No.
You really don't. So, but
we are sort of like
these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
The thinkers.
Yes.
Right?
I think I know what you mean by thinking.
Watch out. I don't worry about him either.
No.
I don't worry about
him
at
all. Well, I worry
about
him on steps.
How did you come full circle?
Huh?
With
the paranoia?
Yes.
Well, I haven't. I'm not, oh, I don't. I think you guys all talked about it. I know he.
No.
I know Ronick and Buzz have.
No.
I actually, know they've talked about it.
I actually mentioned it.
Well, I will forever not believe that. Anyway,
I mentioned it in passing when we were walking out. I think it was last week.
Everything you say is a lie.
I said we should have a team dinner again.
Right.
Like we did before last year, just like a State of the Union, how everything's right. going, what we should be doing, what we'll be working on.
See, I don't like to know that.
Goals, aspirations.
No,
because
you do.
When you say that you said that, like walking out, then that totally like puts the kibosh on my paranoia.
No,
and I like to embrace my paranoia.
No, embrace your paranoia, Mike, because once we turn off the mics, you cease to listen.
You're right about that.
You are all about eggs and getting the dog outside.
You could have the everybody in this room, and I'll include RJ, okay? The four of you could have a lengthy, or I'm sorry, the five of you could have a yes. lengthy discussion uh-huh. about me, and I would not even be aware of it.
Right. You are very
aware. But that's not a good thing, because that lends itself to problems.
No, what happens
I think that's my paranoia.
Mutiny
again.
On the bounty.
But you're focused when you need to be focused,
right?
And you power down like C-3PO sometimes. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fine.
In fact, I'm starting to drift off right now.
What was your favorite
schedule to keep?
No, you know what? Seriously, you were saying that. At the end of you saying that, legitimately, do you know where my mind was?
Where?
I was going, The Fighter or True Grit today?
Oh, wow. I've seen
That's
The Fighter.
What I would say. Wow. And?
I will say that it's a well-made movie. It's a great movie, a great story. But I think that True Grit might have more to offer.
Really?
Let's go see True Grit.
You know what? Because I'll tell you, True Grit.
You should really see both.
Entire team we go see True Grit?
I have.
And wear cowboy hats.
No.
No.
I like drinking with you guys. I don't like going to the idea of going to the
movies. You know what? You don't even like drinking with us that much.
Eating and drinking, I do like.
You love Western, so I think you'll like True Grit. I almost know you'll love The Fighter, so it's a win-win situation.
Seriously, if when he let me know that he was that his other company was having a happy hour,
yes.
If you or Buzz uh-huh. or Ronick were like in my neighborhood and sent the text, it'd be the same reaction. I would have sprinted out the door.
Right. I agree.
To go down there and do that.
And
so drink is fine. Movies, that's too
understated.
May I put in a
romantic.
Vote for True Grit? It'll look better on the big screen.
Really?
Yeah. Because you know what? If you don't catch The Fighter, it'll be on paper.
You're not. You are. It is an easy sell to talk me out of mm-hmm. The Fighter and into True Grit, even with the award nominations.
Sure. What does it take me to put you in True Grit today?
Today I'm going to go. You're done.
You can't go
you
wrong.
Already done it.
You right. can't go wrong with Jeff Bridges.
You gave me the keys. You gave me the keys to True Grit. I'm going to drive True
drive
Grit
it.
Today.
Drive
and
it.
I'm not
Watch it for 2 hours. Tell me if you like it.
I'm not a massive Wahlberg fan. I do not
You'll
like
get past
Mark Wahlberg.
You'll get past that. You got Jeff Bridges.
What is it with people named Mark?
You mentioned that before.
Favorite lamb chops.
Oh, lamb chops.
Little lamb chops that I get at Whole Paycheck, which is the
Whole
Foods.
Whole Foods, right.
And I buy the rack. And the rack in the butcher area, I buy the rack, $17. Okay?
Right.
$17. And it sits there. And then I take it home. And I cut the little lamb chops off. Mm-hmm. They cook rapidly.
They're tasty.
They're incredibly flavorful.
Are they healthy?
And they're 3 points on Weight Watchers.
Oh, wow.
So I get three of them for a lot. Now, they're small.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're not really going to fill you
Chew
up.
Slowly.
But, boy, they are fantastic.
It
so
makes
how
a
many
huge
do you
difference
eat?
That they're cut
And
fresh.
I might have. That's one favorite food that I like right
how
now.
How many
I might,
do you eat?
Huh?
Lamb chops.
I'll eat three for lunch and I'll eat three for dinner.
Oh, wow.
Like 11.
All of them.
I eat 11.
Okay.
I remember one time Rod Langway, the old hockey player, and I went to my buddy Willie Kutrumpus' Greek Easter party.
Oh, my.
And you know how many days Willie's brother George Kutrumpus, marinated him for?
How many?
You ready for this? They got to get this podcast. Sorry. I hope they hear this. 5 days.
Wow.
They marinated.
I would think they would have spoiled.
They marinated the lamb in the refrigerator.
Of course.
They marinated the lamb chops for 5 days.
Impressive.
I stood next to Rod Langway at this party, and he was cooking them on the grill. And we, as they were coming off the grill, I was taking the little bones
and melting in your mouth.
We were just eating them, like 50 of them. It was amazing.
The Trumpuses are a little bit like Mr. Cerrito. They like to see people have.
Oh,
a good time.
Oh my God! Yeah. The
brothers Kutrumpi.
It was an honor to be invited to their Greek Easter, which comes at a different time than the regular Easter that a lot of Christians celebrate. Mm-hmm. So we had a fantastic time. We had a great time at that party.
Or as Mark calls it, Sunday.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I had a question. Yesterday you brought up hypnosis.
Yes.
And we didn't actually dive into that.
Yeah. Hypnosis for the idea of just maintaining. I know. Let me tell you about the whole weight deal.
Okay.
I know what I have to do.
Sure.
In order to lose the weight that mm-hmm. I have to lose. I know what I need to do probably to get my
back in shape to be healthy again, to be really healthy and do stuff.
Because that weight isn't helping your back situation.
Back doesn't, the weight does not help my back.
It seems like being fat is bad for everything.
It is horrible, but I am telling you. So I know exactly what to do. The issue is this little computer chip inside to do it, to really do it. There's no, you know, that the funny thing about the weight loss industry in America is it's pretty, after you've been a fat ass for a long period of time, pretty much you know exactly what you need to do.
Mike O'Mara is right.
You just don't do it.
Right.
It is not a question of method. It is a question of will.
Willpower. Mm-hmm.
It is will. And I think, really, if I had one of those suggestions, which is all hypnosis is. Right. It's not like they you know, they turn you into a zombie. Machine. They give you a positive suggestion. And
Michael,
we have one on the show.
Lose 100 pounds and act like a chicken.
I would love to have a suggestion that makes me a little compulsive about A, exercising, and B, on the weekend, not sabotaging everything that I do all week.
That you worked for.
So that's it. That's
what
I was saying.
It's impossibly tough, though. And you know what? We're programmed much the same way.
Right.
Whenever a doctor or a dietitian tells me what I need to do, I can hear it before they say it.
Yeah, we've done it.
Because I've heard it 100 times.
I've been with Rob when Rob lost 70 pounds. Rob knows exactly what he needs to do.
I really was.
You probably would go back to some of the old methods that you've had, but I think you've probably got two or three that you've used to lose weight in the past.
You can use a trickery and shenanigans, but here's the deal. You need to expend more calories than you eat.
Period.
You need to eat at regular intervals.
Period.
And you need to exercise.
Period.
And all of those things suck.
This is not, and you go, oh my God, I watched The Biggest Loser. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Send me somewhere for 3 months where my job,
that's your
every
job.
Day,
all you have to do.
Is to do that. Right. I'll be in that situation.
Sure. Sure.
That's terrific.
That's why most of them always gain the weight back.
They gain
they
the
leave
weight back.
The farm, and then they get back, and they're like, "Oh,
the farm."
I mean,
farm.
To be honest with farm? You, the way and the way I eat, the way I eat is even more encouraging because I've got a lady that knows how to do this, and there is
Has
healthy.
Carla met her.
Carla knows how.
It's true.
To
You're
eat,
very smart about
to
this.
Maintain her weight,
right.
and to take weight off, and do so in a way where I don't really notice what's going
in
on.
A real
so I don't even
setting,
have to
yeah.
think about it.
Right.
So what's my issue? My issue is on the weekend. Mm-hmm. This is the sound you hear in my house every effing weekend. Okay,
sound
especially when I have the kids. Yeah. Because it's never one meal, which it could be. You could even have that one meal. The one meal becomes to it because as soon as you do it, you unlock a floodgate. And I'd love to have some sort of suggestion in here where it's like just a little chip that goes, you don't want to do that.
And the worst thing for me, drinking, because it's all empty calories.
Yeah,
and it also lowers your inhibition.
The liquid
inhibition.
Sugar.
That's when you wake up and there's
what's
cheese
that?
And
you can probably
cookies.
Do it here on the show.
I've got a guy that we used on The Edge, and he was really good. Kirk will claim that I really didn't get hypnotized, but I swear
they
to
always
God.
Say that.
Yeah, and Beth Ann said the same thing.
No, it didn't work on me, and I honestly believe, I think
But you were obvious that it didn't work. You didn't do a lot of stuff that indicated that it worked on him, correct?
Right.
Well, I sang like
Ethel
Merman.
And
you
did
know?
Howard
Cosell.
Oh,
wait a minute. Wait, did so Howard Buzz
Cosell,
did do
I
stuff.
Did a bunch of stuff.
Buzz, everybody that's been hypnotized. Now, do you think it worked on you?
I do not. No, in fact, and here's the thing, and I told this before on the air, the hypnotist took me aside before we went on the air with this. And told me what to do and how to go about doing it. There was no real hypnosis. Now, there are hypnotists, and what I will tell you, what I know about...
Well, this guy didn't do that. The last guy that I saw did it right in front of me in the studio.
But in fairness, Buzz's was the sleaziest guy.
That's true. He was a real carny, I think.
Was that guy, hey, how are you?
With the tux, but a wrinkled tux.
Bottom line, hypnosis works with some people, not with others. I say give it a shot. I say give it a try.
I think it's worth a try.
It's not going to work in the other direction.
What it is in its own little way, it's organic because you're just doing it yourself.
Right.
You're not taking any drugs in. You're doing what you have to do.
Also think the setting needs to be where we're not here. The mics are running and we were able to record it in our fashion, then go back and listen to what you've been through.
And be careful that it's not anything like the Manchurian Candidate. I don't want you killing
what
anybody.
What could possibly go wrong?
Mike is flying out of bed. We've got to take a break. When we come back, it is the Magic Audio Vault, a very abbreviated Magic Audio Vault, because we've already played half of his tapes today.
Oh, Mike, crazy. I've got pockets and pockets full of tapes.
Delighted. We'll be right back. Hey, more Fleetwood Mac. Cool.
Welcome back to MichaelMeraShow.com. Christine McVie.
I must say, nice. Mike, I got a complaint letter from a listener. Her name was Miss Swearer. I can't think of her first name, but she said she's listened to all 200-plus podcasts.
God
every
damn,
bonus
she has.
Show.
Yeah. And F&A. You said her name was Swearer.
And she said, I like the music, but you've never played Fleetwood Mac.
So right. Today we
and
went
so today
nuts.
It's all Fleetwood Mac, so there, now quiet.
Well, way to suckle the teat of one individual listener.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
She'll listen from now on.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Netflix. Catch up on the shows we love. From True Blood to Mad Men. When is True Blood coming back on? To Mad
fall.
Men. Watch it. No, not next fall.
That's the last I heard. We'll see.
Really?
We'll double check.
I hope that's
ironically maybe late summer, but yeah,
I hope it's earlier.
Months
summer.
And months away.
Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches, or even on your TV for just $8.99 a month for a free trial. Click the Netflix ad on our website. Before we get to the audio ball, tech question for you techies here. Okay. Apple TV. What the hell is that? What is Apple TV?
Apple TV. If you don't mind, I have Apple TV.
Okay.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking enough. Apple TV is just a way for you to watch. It's a little box. It's $100 for you to watch basically and listen to your music and movies you download on Apple's iTunes.
So you take it, you plug it into the back of your TV.
Yes.
It takes the.
It syncs up. You have to sync it to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If you've got a laptop, you got to talk to it through
Wi-Fi.
Can
you sync it to a PC?
Yeah,
you can sync it to a
cool.
PC.
Because,
and Mike, if it's on PC, you've already got it on iTunes. You wouldn't need that.
But here's the thing.
You can
right.
actually load your account onto the Apple TV. Where you can actually put in your login information and then your whole account comes up on the Apple
right.
TV.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the weird thing.
What do you want to do?
Screen Actors Guild.
Yes.
Right. I'm a member.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes.
Here's their new
trick. I've
seen
you pull out the card before.
Here it is. They're not sending DVDs anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bastards!
The King's Speech sent a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one said you can download
they give you a web
The
address.
Black Swan, mm-hmm. 127 hours, mm-hmm. and Conviction. Mm-hmm. You can go to this website
right.
and download it and watch it on your PC or Apple TV.
Yes.
What I want to do is if I'm going to download it, and I'm going to watch it. I want to watch it on a screen
yes.
that's big enough, not on my computer. How do I do that?
You got to get the Apple TV.
Apple TV?
Unless you hook up a PC to your TV,
TV.
The Apple TV is going to be easier.
Apple TV sounds pretty cool.
It's $99. Nothing.
And Apple TV, you go into, you can do that. Well, of course, we just
and you
did
can
an
do
Netflix
and
right?
stuff like that.
That's
probably
okay.
not
you can
what
do
I'm
so.
Talking
no, you can do
about.
Netflix.
You can do
that.
Netflix
yeah, yeah.
with Apple TV.
Yes.
All right, I'll investigate it. Let's open
awesome.
Up the audio vault and see what's
can
going
I borrow,
on today.
The Kings right
when it comes back.
Well, as soon as you join the guild.
No, I don't loan any of those.
I just cursed.
I never, never. I never loan any of those.
Simply not allowed.
It's not allowed, and I don't do it.
Exactly.
Mike sticks to the rules.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob, before you go, June 12th, 2011, True Blood.
Ah, so it's earlier than that.
Very
summer.
Good.
Summer,
very
yeah.
good. And
right.
that's before the end of the world, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
just
so
barely.
Make sure we get that in there. Mike, old friend of the show, Patton Oswalt.
Before the end of the world. Yes, Patton Oswalt.
Because I know we throw those dates around. I want to make sure I didn't write it down on my calendar yet.
Right.
Was on a show, The BS Report. It's an ESPN podcast.
Hmm. Yes.
And out of the blue, he mentions you.
Really?
Yeah, they were talking
wow.
about how hateful and how bad radio is.
Right.
And so check this out. I always like when Patton mentions you.
All right.
There were these two terrific guys out in D.C., Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, who Mike O'Mara now has a podcast, and I think Don Geronimo's doing stuff out of Sacramento. And they were always battling with their program directors because they were two of the few guys that would actually talk about how horrible their lives were.
Yeah.
And say, this is really bad, and the guy is cheap, and we hate the fact that we're in radio. I can't believe that this is where our careers have gone. And that was the show. And it made it kind of more comforting to listen to because you're like, yeah, the people's jobs can be stinky sometimes. And you learn to make it fun.
Yeah.
But they weren't just going, it's awesome here at 6:17 a.m. at KTRT The Turtle.
He hates DJs.
It's,
he does.
Tidewater area's best rock and roll. These guys were just like, all right, welcome to WJF. This is horrible. I don't know what. They just cut our budget again. We have nothing. And they show me this thing, and it's a real thing. A lot of these station managers get it's called the Electric Weenie, and it's this huge notebook. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
And it's just full of jokes, like these throwaway jokes, like a big three-ring binder, and
bad.
These horrible morning
all
DJs
bad.
Just read out of it.
So thank you, Pat, and I sent him a thank you,
you
note. It's
yeah,
always
very
awesome.
Nice.
Very
that's
nice.
Isn't that flattering?
It's flattering. It's true. And you go back, and it's funny when you think about this thing he talks about called the Electric Weenie. I can't even begin to tell you how long ago I was working at a station in Annapolis, and it came across my desk. And I remember it like it was yesterday, looking down on this and being immediately pissed off.
Oh, it's horrible.
Going, what the? I have to use the
language. What does it do?
Get ready. I said, what the f- is this? And the jokes were so horrible.
Oh, they were jokes for totally DJ.
They were exactly. So horrible.
It's a prep service, yeah.
They were printed up for DJs to say on the radio, and it was astonishing to me how this would be allowed.
But I love that Patton cited an example, and it's an actual electric weenie joke.
Right.
I was up all night dreaming that I was eating a giant marshmallow, and when I woke up, my pillow was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Gary Wright.
That's typical.
Yeah, I mean, that is really, really the quality of the stuff.
Usually not topical at all.
No,
either.
No, because they couldn't be topical,
right.
Because this is before fax machines and email.
I just want to say, I'd love to have Patton and or Kevin Meaney back on the show.
I think
we could swing that.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I think we should do it.
All right, Mike Regis is doing some damage control yesterday. He says, oh, no, I'm not retiring.
It was tough. You know, it's been a long time since I've been doing these things. And then I didn't make it clear that I'm not retiring from show business. I'm retiring. I'm leaving the show, and I'm moving on from the show.
Now, that to me
can
is reminiscent.
Can I say something about Larry King and Regis?
Please.
Excuse me, people, and especially those two.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a half an hour, you're going to be in a casket.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I am 5 years away from being legitimately able to walk into a group of men on a golf course in the morning and go, hi, Phil, hi, how are you? And be accepted as a peer.
Right.
It's
all you've wanted all your life.
It's all I've striven for.
But you know,
I'm so jealous of
that. That is reminiscent. Do you remember when NBC finally broke their contract with Bob Hope? He was 94, and he put out a press release that said,
man.
I am now a free agent. I'm going to entertain offers.
Listen, the only thing that has changed my attitude about continuing happens to be this.
Right.
Let me tell you why. This is, I can do this anywhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is mobile.
Mm-hmm.
This is, the flexibility of this is amazing.
It is.
But I got news for you. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the deal is. I shouldn't say this. I'll get in trouble.
No, no, you'll be fine.
But, I'll get fired.
Never say never.
No.
Never say never, but the odds are overwhelming that as far as regular stuff that I'm doing outside of this podcast,
right.
I don't want to be doing this type of thing, you know, in 10 years.
We don't want to work ourselves to the grave. We love doing this.
But I discovered this podcast through, through a bad turn in my career.
Sure.
And this is
great.
I believe that I might need this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I might go insane.
God might have shut a door, but he opened a window.
This is a window that I climbed through, and I think you all climbed through. You know, we kind of like it. It's downsized. It's a version of what we've done before. We're good at it. We entertain a lot of people, and we have a very great following with this. And I see myself, you know, really not retiring anytime soon based on this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, the other stuff, to hell with it.
All
you
right.
know?
One more?
Yeah, go
I know
ahead.
You want an abbreviated vault today.
Please do.
I like this. American Idol is hot. Craig Ferguson's take on Steven Tyler. I like
Mark,
Craig
you better
Ferguson.
Make sure it happens, too.
Just oh, want to tell I will.
You better,
but
you
no
better
pressure.
Make
this
sure
is what
that
I
every,
want to do too.
Every year, takes better and better.
Take care of the old guys.
Yes
absolutely.
You got it.
And no pressure. Here's Craig Ferguson last night.
I think the new judges in American Idol will be great because J-Lo and Steven Tyler are both successful musicians. Steven Tyler's still in Aerosmith, and he says he's eager to help the music careers of people that no one's heard of, like the other members of Aerosmith. And I look forward to your letter, Joe Perry. Or is it Steve Perry or Tyler Perry? I don't know. Somebody.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
Very good. We'll take a break, come back with Buzz Burbank, and lots more fun and more thrills. And you're listening to the music of Fleetwood Mac. For Mrs. Swearing.
Swearer.
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 Oh, Jesus Christ. First you love me, and then you fade away. Damn it. I can't go on believing it. Lindsay Buckingham. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Fleetwood Mac. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Mike, in 262 more episodes, we'll play more Fleetwood Mac.
I'll give you one.
Okay.
Here's one that you've never heard.
What's that?
Bare trees, strange life. I was alone and so cold on a winter's night. Winter's day. You were at home and so snug in your bed. You ever hear that one?
I've not heard that.
Bare Trees, an album title
great,
from Fleetwood Mac.
Great album.
Somehow I'm not disappointed in myself.
pear trees. Mm-hmm. I was a home in the... Whatever.
You know what's great is now I have heard it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. It's a good album, is it not?
It is indeed.
Not a bad album
great
at all.
A lot of great music.
It wasn't their smash hit, but no, it was a good album.
Certainly wasn't Tusk.
All right, let's get Buzz Burbank in here. It's time for news. And I'm listening for some reason that I just can't understand.
Lindsay Buckingham.
Lindsay Buckingham.
We always get gayer toward the end of the show.
Right, and incidentally, you know, as far as Mick Fleetwood is concerned, I mean, did that guy, could anybody, would you ever even leave your kid on a subway that he was on?
No. All I know.
Even if he was in another car?
All I know, Mike, is he can't get by on his looks forever.
God, that's a scary looking dude.
In case you're interested, this is my 50th day smoke free.
Yes.
And the reason I bring that up is because a lot of my friends on Facebook, and I know a lot of our listeners have either quit or are trying to quit. I just want to salute, a shout out to Todd McCoy, who says he's 7 years into the habit, and because of what he heard here, he's trying very hard to quit. Robert writes, also, I made a point to marry a woman who's a non-smoker, and while she's often a huge pain in the ass, at least she smells nice.
Day number six for me.
Attaboy.
Hey, congratulations. Day six.
Like, thanks for having me out to the tavern on Friday night.
You at like seven last week?
Thanks.
And you know what, Mike? Almost 12 hours sober.
That's good.
Every day is a new start.
When I went out to that place. Yeah.
News is brought to you today by Amazon. You can find almost anything at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, including products you hear on the show, like the book Mike just finished, Unbroken.
Carton of Smokes.
A jar of Rob's Queen Anne Maraschino Cherries. I don't think so. The first complete season of Modern Family, even a bag of Nestle chocolate chips if they don't give you migraines. Support the show and shop through us at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
That reads like the most retarded diet book ever, doesn't
it? I know,
it does. You can buy Queen Anne cherries and chocolate chips.
I know.
Now, the wounded congresswoman for whom we have all been rooting stood up yesterday and with some help walked to the window of her hospital room in Tucson, Arizona. By tomorrow evening, she may have traveled a lot farther to a physical rehabilitation center in Houston, Texas. She's come a long way in her recovery from a gunshot wound to the head, but she still has a long way to go. Doctors are not sure what, if anything, Gabby could see as she faced out that window. They aren't even sure if she knows what has happened, or they don't know what she's thinking because she has yet to speak.
What's so great about the fact that she's now able to walk short distances is that RJ has hope.
No. Oh,
God. RJ also able to walk to the window today.
We don't know what he's
saying.
Can't
they give her a keyboard?
What's that?
Can't they give her a keyboard or something?
like a keyboard to talk?
I'm sure to play records. Music.
I'm sure they work toward that.
Well, now here it
is. Is that too much stimulus?
Listen to me. Right. This is the way I understand this, that so far, she shouldn't be doing any of this yet.
No, they're definitely pushing
her. This is all a process. And
to get her to the State of the Union.
Yeah, we don't know whether she's going to be. The verbal skills are what everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know, right? That's it. What did he say?
Oscar's just pushing his luck a little bit.
He's had a day, Mike. I've got a theory that while I am, I believe in Obama and I believe in our president, that they're pushing her to get her to the State of the Union. So when
you're smoking peyote.
They're not, but there is some.
She will be there, mark my words.
What, even if she can't see or speak?
They will have her there.
No, she won't. No way. She won't be there. But you're right about the smoke and mirrors, because I heard a tape this morning, someone from the hospital saying she stood up on her own with some help.
Yeah.
Well, now, which? Is it on her own or with some help?
Here's what I don't want. Yeah, right. What I don't want is this to be something that turns into a PR deal.
Right, too late.
I want an honest little assessment of how she's doing.
One of the big things, what's his name? Lewis, Mike, not Mike Lewis, her husband, the astronaut, on 2020 said...
Richard,
that's it. Jerry Lee.
She's experiencing a lot of anxiety.
Do you realize...
This is terrible. We got to get off this subject because somebody's going to say something horrible.
Mark Kelly is his name, but you're worried about it going to a PR piece. On 2020, he went out of his way to say, you know, she made it a very big part to get that trauma unit redone and revamped, and that's the reason she got such great care.
Wow, that's good.
But you know what? We don't need to focus on that yet.
Yeah.
I think that's a very PR-oriented thing. That's a political
statement. Well, he is, as an astronaut, I'm sure he's got his training in that area, too.
Absolutely.
They're political animals.
Sure.
Here's the bottom
line. Andy loves Tang.
What I don't like to hear, you know, you heard about this miraculous recovery. I want to hear about verbal skills and eyesight and things like that a little more. But the bottom line
is... I want to hear how they're going to get into the State of the Union address.
Okay. You know, the prognosis is still very good.
It is, indeed.
Would it be fair, though?
The fact that
I'm not
alive.
Trying to be an ass by saying that.
Yes.
But if you're a political strategist and And if that this is something, a powerful moment that you can somehow get together, mm-hmm. and I know it's asinine, but if I'm lying, I'm dying. There's somebody in the White House right now thinking this would be amazing if she can do it.
No way. Yeah. There might be somebody thinking it would be amazing. If she could, but there is let me tell you, I on my kid's life, yes. I would find it difficult to believe that anybody would be pushing the medical people or even involving themselves in the medical people.
That is a stretch.
Because I think that her progress.
If her progress is pretty damn great
now. It is.
So, but there's got to be somebody there in their team saying, if it's that great, what is it going to be?
Let me tell you why I disagree with that. Because what did he just say? She's looking out the window. Yes. They don't know whether she saw anything or not.
Tommy, so can you hear me?
She's at the infancy of this.
Reagan was like that, and he did a State of the Union address.
He did a half of his presidency.
He gave
the
speech that way.
I can't wait until she's there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can all apologize to me.
Oscar, I want you to be the one that helps her stand. I
think profusely if she's
your prediction is wrong, but you're on the right track. Repealing health care reform is still at the top of the Republican agenda, but the GOP lawmakers who now control the House say they will set up 4 panels to study the best ways to replace the health care reform law. And one of their top priorities will be to strip the new insurance regulations that Republicans feel will kill jobs. Again, this is all a monumental waste of time and money, since the Senate's already made it clear it won't even let repeal come up for a vote. Senate Majority Dumbass Harry Reid unthinkingly called Chinese President Hu Jintao a dictator yesterday, and today he will meet Hu Jintao face-to-face. Maybe I shouldn't have said dictator, Reid said a moment later. The Chinese president will meet with congressional leaders today after meeting and dining with the president and other dignitaries yesterday. Hu Jintao has promised during his visit to work on the human rights problems in his country, and Chinese newspapers back home are praising this week's meetings and the U.S. So it looks like a positive thing, but critics of China are not buying it. They say this is all very superficial talk on China's part and that they are not to be believed or trusted.
Buzz, you can help me here. Am I wrong to believe I was obsessed with the Cold War growing up, obviously. Right, that was part of my childhood. Did Gorbachev fall in love with America and everything American, and that's why he really led the way to the fall of the USSR?
They will say that the Soviet Union was destined to fall anyway,
right.
And that Gorbachev was responding to the circumstances of the economic state of his country.
It was a combination of things. It was largely
It
was a great time for him to like us.
Well, he was very Western friendly.
And I think the person, as much as I hate to admit it, I think the person who had a lot to do with that was Reagan. I think he and Reagan hit it off very
well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was key to his liking
of America.
Yesterday, when they had the state dinner for the president of China, the president of China requested a Western and American state dinner. Mm-hmm. So they had Maine lobster.
Yeah,
they
it's a very cool menu and ribeye.
Yeah, it was ribeye, and then you're sitting there. It's like that's how you really get into a culture.
Western.
That's how you
suddenly
talk
I'm
about
picturing
it.
This cartoonish scene where the president of China gets the Maine lobster and he breaks open the claw and he dips it in a little drawn butter and he puts it in his mouth and he goes, everything changes. But suddenly the gates are opened.
You know, what happened seemed like a right step.
He called Obama. He said he wanted an American state dinner. Obama said, 35 minutes. I come in through garage, okay?
According to a new study, RJ and I are less likely to make impulse purchases than Mike, Rob, Oscar, or Mark Ronick. The study says people whose last names start with letters in the last half of the alphabet are more likely to make impulse buys because they had to wait in line so long for stuff as kids.
Want another microphone, Rob?
What's that?
Want another microphone?
I know that people whose names end in B-E-R-G are tempted to get a better deal.
B-E-R-G.
Burbank or Elston or Diaz, first half. O'Mara, Ronick, Santana, Spiewak, last half. The study says last halfers are conditioned to believe they'd better get what they can while they can.
Mm-hmm.
First halfers, according to the study, no sense of urgency because we're already first in line.
The only thing I know about that.
I speak for myself, and I'm an impulse buyer. Mm-hmm. I know that.
The only thing I know about my name is that if I never have to sit next to Daniel Spinoza for organized testing again, I'll be okay.
But you are an impulse buyer.
Absolutely.
And are you an impulse buyer?
Me too.
Ronick?
Yeah, actually, all the time. Yeah, I'm always doing it.
RJ, you're not.
No.
And Buzz, you're not.
Not so much.
Well, we've proven the theory in this room.
Kara actually yells at me. And by yelling at me, she's like, what are you doing?
Right,
you don't need
that.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, but they only had like 2 left. Like, I really had to get it.
Can you imagine what an impulse buyer he is when he uses his real name?
Are you? Oh, that's right. Oh, my God, Z.
Yeah.
Are you bored with your fly toy yet?
No, I still fly it.
You're still flying
Yeah,
it?
I fly it up in the halls of work.
That's how he got to work today.
Very good.
That was my compulsion.
Yeah,
When I saw that.
You got it?
Did you buy it?
I got it yet.
Oh, and you get it.
But you ordered it?
Yes.
Way to go. Very cool.
We're going to play the game.
Right, everyone duel it out.
When it warms up, we'll have races. Right down Grand Avenue.
Oh, that'll be great.
Well, let's keep the races separate.
And Oscar was right about not washing your jeans. Oscar was right.
You are consistent.
A Canadian man. A Canadian man wore the same pair of jeans every day for 15 months, and today the jeans test normal for bacteria. Yeah. The man
gross.
Conducting...
I don't wash jeans because I think they get worn. That's like true. They get worn in the wash.
Well, the guy conducting this test, professionally supervised experiment, did put the jeans in the freezer every night, and that may have kept them odor-free and low on bacteria.
We gotta move.
Finally, we're calling it... The Great Tampon Shortage of 2011.
Oh, no.
Women in New York especially, but across the country, are panicking over a shortage of OB non-applicator tampons.
Oh, those are the best.
Johnson & Johnson calls it
best
a...
Best tasting.
Call it a temporary... Johnson & Johnson calls it a temporary supply interruption, but it has driven the prices as high as $25 on eBay for a package that would normally sell for $8.
Now, if you buy it on eBay, is there any strings attached?
None whatsoever, Rob. It's all about... It is, though, all about the non-applicator feature... Quoting a woman, we'll call her Flo. She says people are politicized about it. They feel very strongly about these tampons.
Hey, but anybody, listen, everybody just keep their mouth shut. No more blood libels.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Shortage is expected to last 4 days.
You know what? He will go to the end. He will have to have the last one. There will be no one that will get one in before him. It won't go. OB, I'm disappointed they changed the name.
Really?
It used to be, oh boy!
I'm still absorbing it all.
Our show today was brought to you by ProFlowers. For as little as $19.99.
Go with the plugs, Mike.
Make the best investment of your life.
Oh,
there he is.
God.
I'm out.
And that includes a free glass vase or vase. Other specials include free chocolates or free delivery. Send flowers from ProFlowers. Click the link at MikeOMaraShow.com for ProFlowers. We got to get out of here. Goodbye, everybody. See you
later. Bye.